Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good.
Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight. I'll say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out.
All right, welcome to another episode of Common Ground. I waited a little longer. Sorry about that interruption. Not too sure what happened there, but we are a go now. All right, today we will be talking about flock cameras, whether they're an overreach or whether they help. But before we get into that, I want to thank our sponsors, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware, Annie's Thrift Shop, Neat Pool and Supply, Parker's Collision Center, Perfectly Pressed Cleaners, and Blonzy's Steakhouse. Remember, if you're traveling through the tri-state, you can listen in on 106.3 in Golden Valley and Kingman, 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead, Mojave Valley, and Needles, and 106.7 right here live in Lake Havasu. If you have any comments or questions during the show, let's make this talk radio, not just listen radio. You can call us at 928-854-5687 or text in at 928-727-5566. All right, I'm your producer, Marissa June, and here are your co-hosts, Melissa Lucas and Jim Chaney.
Thank you, Marissa. Good morning, Jim.
Well, good morning.
Did you have a good week?
You know, it did happen.
It did. And we have an in-studio guest today. Welcome back, Bonnie.
And hello, Bonnie.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
And we are going to be talking about flock cameras today.
Oh, joy.
I know. And Jim and I are on different pages. I am for flock cameras, and he is against flock cameras. So, Bonnie, are you in the middle somewhere, or where are you at?
Probably I am. Might be in the middle somewhere, because I can see both the good and the bad of, well, a lot of things.
Well, but let's see if we can sway you either way.
This will be fun.
Yes.
I want to do a little disclosure, if I can.
As I
started looking last night, and I started going through the videos, and there's a lot of police officers. I come from a law enforcement family, and there would be people in my family that on the surface might just say, Jim, you're wrong on this. But I feel it's a controversy, and it's a real thing.
It absolutely is a controversy.
And I'm not agreeing totally with
the big brother part.
It's real.
It's right, yeah. It's watching you all the time. And that is it is uncomfortable, especially if you're doing something wrong. You know, if you're a criminal, you certainly don't want these. Because let's just back up a little bit. What are flock cameras? So flock is a brand, like Oreo cookie, is a brand of camera. And they specifically are targeting license plates and tracking them.
Are they?
Allegedly. What do you mean?
Well, okay, now, first of all, that what you're saying, when you go to the flock site, okay, that's not totally true. They are, in fact, doing more than, they are doing more than just looking for your license plate.
Correct.
They're looking for scratches on your vehicle. They're looking for corroborative evidence that the car matches the license plate. In other words, somebody's got a white Ford. Somebody could steal that license. This happened to my next-door neighbor, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
They stole his little Ford pickup license plate and put it on somebody else's little Ford
that was stolen. To frame them?
Interesting.
They stole... The person had stolen a little white Ford pickup.
Yay.
Then they went to another white Ford pickup.
And swapped plates.
Swapped plates. So now the stolen truck has the not stolen license plate.
And that happened
in Bullhead City.
Oh,
yeah, it happened to my neighbor.
So it really would be impossible to get people to not put fake tags on their cars.
So what they're doing with Flock in cases like that is what they're saying is they want to be able to corroborate that it is in fact that little white Ford, because that little white Ford, we noted it had a scratch on the door.
Yeah, but scratches appear all the time. I mean, you go to the grocery store and all of a sudden somebody bings or dings a shopping cart right into your door. Like, how is Flock supposed to know when somebody's...
Because the camera can tell that your car's been dented.
Right, but
So they're trying to distinguish this little white Ford pickup from that little white Ford pickup. And now, when you're trying to solve a crime, that's good.
It is good. And also, when you're trying to solve a crime, being able to track that plate across the country, really. I mean, their AI has that.
And that's
like
another thing.
You type in the number, okay, I'm looking for an Arizona plate, you know, XYZ, type it in, and oh, here it is in Texas.
Now, beyond what the Flock camera does, what does Flock do with the information that they gather? And who gets it?
Yeah, who has access to that information? So that's a really good question, and that's something that we're going to be deep diving into. Also, if you guys have some input on this, we would love to hear from you. So please text us in 928-727-5566.
We actually have two.
Okay.
One, Mr. Paul Lavoie said about your plate swap. I know someone who did that with a motorcycle plate sticker. I thought they put those little those like zigzag things so you couldn't do that. So...
I don't think they have zigzag zebra stripes.
You have to
No. Like the way it's cut, it's kind of like cut in a... Have you ever like looked really close at those stickers? At least mine
I thought they did that just so you could peel it out.
No, I think they do that to, you know, so it tears when you try to take it off. It tears into pieces so people can't do that. That's what I thought they did.
I had no idea.
Are you talking about the sticker that has like the year that it expires?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was taught to do that when you put it on. Like, you just slice it when you put it
on. Oh, wait, no, maybe, you know what, maybe I'm getting confused. I saw someone do that. Maybe they are just flat when you get them.
Yeah.
My bad.
Well,
I
don't know. If you do that, though, they could still steal your whole, they steal this piece, then they steal that piece.
Yeah, but it's still harder.
Is there another one, too?
Yes, there is. Okay, this person texted in before the show. I cannot listen to the show today, but I'm the one who has been advocating against surveillance like Flock, and had two removed in Havasu the legal way by going after permitting and code violations. The concern now is that Flock cameras were the Trojan horse of surveillance in trade for perceived safety. The new concern is the upcoming LPR surveillance companies that will be far more invasive than Flock, which police departments in cities are contracting. They're called Axon, Motorola, Solutions, These surveillance companies make Flock look like a child's toy. It's a slippery slope because these do catch criminals, but at the cost of our autonomy and freedom being tracked, traced, and logged. We are on the doorstep of a biometric social credit style system, and they are pushing it with the narrative of safety.
Yep. 100%. Flock can even, they're putting together a profile of the person, they can match the person getting out of the car to the license plate with data that can, you know, see that, you know, Jim got out of his truck and he walks this way. This is, he's talking about biometrics, and so they're even like, the people know you can do that with an eyeball, right, the iris of the eye, but basically this program can do it to say that guy walks like Jim. Now we have a white truck, Jim got out of the white truck, and a guy who walks like Jim got out of that truck. Now, who can get that information? Let's say that was recorded here in Lake Havasu. Well, depending on how they write up their contract, let's say Minneapolis has the Flock cameras.
The Learing Centers?
The Learing Center.
Yes.
The Learing Center, yes. And so, let's say they wanted to... They wanted to observe the Learing Center. Well, somebody in Havasu, if the contracts are written, yeah, share your information nationally. The police in Havasu could be watching the Learing Center all day long. The federal government could be, well, it's basically local governments, but to be able to watch the Learing Center. Now, that would have been a good place to watch because we would have seen that nobody was coming and going from that place.
True.
So I would...
And they're criminals.
And they're criminals.
And we would catch them.
Right. But they don't need to know that I drove by the Learing Center.
Hmm.
I didn't.
Right.
Now,
why?
They may...
So
what?
Why would you care, though, if you have nothing to hide?
Why do they need to know?
See, that's the problem there, is the big brother over the shoulder watching you all the time.
Well, it's like... Does everybody need to know what your favorite pizza is?
I mean, no, but in a broader perspective, like, you'll... A very good one I just got told is, like, some of these in other places have caught child kidnappings. You'll love these things if your child ever gets kidnapped.
Yes.
So, in the big picture, yeah. like the little things, like these things seeing you driving around, is it really that
okay.
important?
Marissa, what did, when it caught the... child kidnapper, what did it know that a human didn't know?
Where the car with the kidnapper was with the child inside.
Well, because
like
it was
Amber Alert.
It was looking for what?
The license plate.
Can people do that?
People yes. can, but AI is
okay.
way faster.
Well,
over the years.
Well,
huh?
yeah, only in a specific... this thing's going past okay. many of them, and then these cameras are also powerful enough they can see inside the car to look for the kids.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, which means they can look in your car.
Well, why do you care if you have nothing to hide? It's
so
like, oh, well, it'll
because
see you
let's
driving
say,
around drinking
let's
your
say
coffee.
I'm in a relationship that I don't want it to be public yet.
Oh, they're not going to go with that. See, I was thinking stalkers. Like, what if I decided to stalk somebody?
Oh, yikes.
And then, instead of just stalking the normal, I go get a job with Flock or one of the other security camera people, and then I just pretend for years just to be sitting there normal. And
that's scary. That's really scary.
Now they're looking
all
in your
out
car.
There
yikes.
At your fingertips, all of it. Is that? And what if they're just normal people who are working there now, but later they get hurt by their ex-husband or their ex-wife or their ex-boyfriend or their husband's ex-spouse or something? How much?
So they can be used for good and evil.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, now,
and
now Marissa,
yes.
sometimes we do things on the radio and people can't see it. And I said to you, now they're looking in your car. And you went... Your hands went, okay.
Who cares?
But because there is a distinction between looking at your license plate and looking at your car. In your car.
In your car.
Yeah. In your car. It, no, you don't see a difference?
I don't have anything, like, I'm not hiding anything in there. It's like, okay, they'll see me driving around drinking my coffee and I have a guitar case in the back. It's like,
and you have a guitar case because you play in a band.
Yes.
Do you need them taking pictures of you picking your nose in your car?
People see you on the road anyway if you do it. Why does it matter if a camera catches you?
Well, I think most people, they try to be discreet when they do that. Something we all do. We all do it. We all got to blow our nose at some point. Doesn't mean, and we turn our back. We don't want to be seen doing it.
It's not when,
like,
I'm driving, I don't care if somebody sees me picking my nose or blowing my sneezing or my eyes sometimes itch and I'm sitting there, you know,
oh,
scratching
goodness.
The eyebrows. I don't care if people see me. And then I dance. Let them see me. I don't care.
And I don't think they're going to, like, go around posting clips of this. It's like, well, why?
Well, they might.
Well, they might.
They might.
But
now, here's a security thing that has popped up with Flock. Is there has been a way, they've got one on a pole. Sometimes it's a little pole, and it's like eye height. You know, it's not up on the light post on the traffic signal. It's you can walk by and touch it. And on the back of them, there's buttons. And if you know the right code, you can get in there and press those buttons, bada-bing, bada-bing, bada-boom, whack, and the next thing you know, you're at home on your computer watching that camera. Well, what happens when the camera's at the community pool? Or
exactly
as
the point.
Or as they found the stalkers.
Children,
where they caught them was
the kiddie pool.
Kids gymnastics.
Oh, gosh.
a creeper watching kids.
See, there's bad people everywhere. Yeah. So, I mean, it's policing the people that are in control of the cameras. And who regulates that? And who makes up the rules? And how do we
What happens when the guy policing the rules isn't policing himself?
Right? All right. We'll come back and answer some of these questions right here on KNTR 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free.
Common Ground right here on KNTR Talk 106.75 and 3, the Voice of the Free. Before we get back into the show, we want to thank our sponsors, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. From auto parts and paint and hardware to paint, hardware, and firearms, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware is your one-stop headquarters for just about it all. Visit GoldenValleyHardware.com. Annie's Thrift Shop. Every treasure you find at Annie's Thrift Shop helps support local charities, making every bargain a blessing. Off Northern Avenue in Kingman. And Neat Pool and Supply. Family owned since 1970, Neat Pool and Supply has everything to turn your backyard into the oasis you deserve. Located at 52 Scott Drive, Havasu. And I did just get a correction. I must have misunderstood. The flock cameras cannot see inside the car. They mostly focus on the license plates. And someone else said that they can access up to, what was it? Flock cameras can access thousands of plates per minute.
That's true, with a big radius.
Yes.
That's like a 2-mile radius or something.
So, but they can look in your car if you don't have tinted windows. It's a camera. It's not blurring out inside of windows.
I think that they were just maybe wanting to clarify that they couldn't see through the walls of the car or see into the trunk, that sort of thing.
Oh, well. They could see through the windows.
Well, yeah, that's not what I meant, that it could see through the glass, but I thought I heard that they saw through, like, the windshield or something, those kids.
Yeah.
I could have misunderstood, though, but...
Well, before the show, when we were... discussing it amongst each other, Red Bull Ronnie sent this, and it says, this is a quote from Benjamin Franklin, "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety."
Huh?
Benjamin Franklin. That's a quote from him saying, if you're giving up your rights So giving up an essential liberty, which would be the freedom of privacy, all right, is that would be the freedom, or the essential liberty, to purchase a little temporary safety, it's saying that you don't deserve it.
So now we're starting to lead into a founding father's thoughts, Ben Franklin, what he thought, and there is a thing here that whether or not are these cameras constitutional in the first place? And Mr. Greeley here has provided us right here in the studios with the Constitution of the United States.
Very nice.
That is.
It's right here.
Very handy.
So the ones that the one that this comes right down to is the Fourth Amendment. Now, when people say, "What is the Fourth Amendment?" they off the top of their head, if they can recall which one is which, because frankly, sometimes it gets a little confusing after the first and the second,
mm-hmm.
Okay? What the fourth is, they say, well, it's about illegal search and seizure.
Okay.
Okay? So, are you really being searched in your car? But let's go here for a quick second to the Fourth Amendment. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. That says a whole lot more than, well, it has to do with search and seizure.
Right.
And I think that's very, and I think when you read it, Bonnie, is it hard?
Well, Give it to me, Bonnie. But when you started talking about Benjamin Franklin and the whole process of search and seizures and relating that, you know, back then they didn't have automatic firearms either. We have a lot more technology now than they ever did then. How much of that would they have used to their benefit?
Yeah, maybe every 250 years we need to update
the Constitution. You just dodged the question.
You're correct, I did.
Yeah.
Thank you. but the unreasonable search and seizures by the government, not by private citizens. That's what they're referring to in the Constitution, is about keeping the government in check, not about keeping you in check.
And would flock cameras.
It's to protect you and your privacy.
All right. I do have a clip directly from our chief of police here that will explain the flock cameras a little
better. Do we have them in Havasu?
Thank you.
We do.
Yes.
We do.
Yes, we do. So here is a clip from Chief Troy Sterling explaining these flock cameras.
Something I've seen more and more in social media, and I'm not going to put an opinion out there, but anyway, flock cameras. Mm-hmm. All right. It says, now I don't know how true this is, two in Lake Havasu City have been removed and reinstalled because flock didn't obtain proper permitting and were placed illegally, not the code, which shows their lackadaisical standards as a company. Other than that, also, with all the controversy of police and others using footage in improper ways and many cities canceling flock contracts, what does Havasu look to do? There's a little addition here. Please don't try and go off on a tangent about safety and security when it is being proven that flock cameras are a tracking and surveillance mechanism, and people do not like that, even if they are not doing anything wrong. So there's a little bit of editorial there, but makes a point nonetheless.
Right.
All right. Well, how do you respond to that, Chief?
There's a lot. There's a lot to unpackage here because, yes, this is a hot topic, not just in our state, but states around the country. You know, for our listening public, we've had flock license plate reader cameras going on probably four years now. We've had 10 of them that we operate through flock. There are private entities out there that also have some license plate reader cameras on in their private properties, but 10 of them are what we utilize. And so yes, I see the argument on both sides. You know, people don't want to have that constant state of surveillance is what it's described as. And so I think the biggest thing that was there some initial conversation that took place where flock probably made some errors. I think there was, which caused the controversy. And don't get me wrong, flock is not the only license plate reader company out there, but they're the ones that tend to get the, that's what they're referred to in general.
It's the easiest name to remember.
It is, it is. And so I think the biggest thing that is coming out of this is the safeguards that are being put in place. And so as an agency, yes, I've watched city council meetings on other areas in our state to kind of keep an eye on what's going on and hearing the conversations. And so we've went ahead and put different safeguards in internally on how it can be used, what it can be used for, and we also maintain audits. So we're checking to make sure that it's not being misused. Now, that's one of the big conversations is, you know, notoriously social media generates the negative pieces of how the technology has been misused, and not necessarily in our area, but other states as well. And so, yeah, it leads to that distrust that we don't want, right?
Correct.
And so, because it is a great tool, it just needs to be managed appropriately. And so that's where it's being navigated through. You're going to see legislation this next session. There's going to be some additional safeguards mandated, during that process. We anticipate that. We're in conversations at the Chief of Police Association level, just to make sure that, you know, all of our agencies we don't want to lose this tool. That's what's kind of the incredible part. Obviously, yeah, I could speak to the cases that we've been able to solve because of this license plate reader technology, but I also understand from the public's perspective that, yeah, we don't want to misuse that and lose that trust factor. So, yeah, we've taken on some internal controls that I that I'm hoping that we're going to start getting out and we're going to start talking to different groups about this topic. It hasn't, you know, come full circle to our city council yet, but our council has been privy to conversations. My city manager has been privy to these conversations about the success stories that go along with it, right? And so we want to...
All right, I'll stop it there because that was a long clip.
Interesting. Yeah, managing it, the people who have access to it. I also looked up if Flock has ever been hacked into.
Ooh.
Because that's after what you just, what Bonnie just brought up about.
And they have.
No, it says no, that Flock Safety states that its cloud platform has never been hacked, and there has been no leak or compromise of customer data from its system yet, allegedly.
Dodging the accusation that you could walk right up to the camera, touch the buttons on the camera, and get in the system.
I don't.
So that's a dodging answer.
So here's an odd question for you when it comes to the Flock camera issue. But what about all the people who have Ring doorbells? And they post all those videos all the time on social media. Like, you go walking up to somebody's door, they're taking your video, they're taking your photo, and if
it's very true.
There was one person last year during in one of the Havasu Orchids and Onion group or Community Pages group that somebody had just walked up to the door, knocked on it, and that person was so scared or whatever, they just like, who is this person? Why is this person at my door? We don't even know them. And it was just an innocent person walking by and went up to the door and knocked on the door. So what's the difference between Flock cameras and Ring doorbells?
Well, and it's a different thing, you know. You can put your Ring camera out there and it can be looking at your neighbor's house.
Correct.
Now, they may not have a problem with that. I know,
neighbor might,
I know, well, I know back home, I got my mom one for Christmas. Oh, I opened a door. But the neighbors points over at, I still call it our house, and we don't have a problem with that. Now, we had a crazy neighbor back in the day. Now, when you have a camera set up to a telescope, and it's looking in people's windows.
Yikes.
Well, yeah.
That's no bueno.
Well, that's different than a Ring camera.
Well, that's just a whole different level.
Okay.
Right.
So let me ask you this. You're fine with Ring cameras, but you're not okay with Flock cameras?
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, so you're...
Because that's my house and my door and me protecting
home. No, you
but
said...
But that's what the Flock does.
You
protects
said,
our city.
No,
you
it doesn't. It tracks
people.
Where
but,
everybody's going.
But Didn't you just say you had a neighbor's one looking at your house? And
yes.
And you, yeah, your neighbor's was
and,
looking
and,
at your house.
And they have and been asked, hey, can you go look at this time and see if you saw something?
And you're fine with a camera looking at your house.
For security purposes.
Yeah.
But.
We've known each other since 1965.
Okay, but yet you're worried about Flock cameras catching you pick your nose, but your neighbor's camera can catch you picking your nose, and you're fine with that?
Well, you're at home picking your nose, I guess.
But, like, I don't understand what's so different about it. You're fine with being on video there, but you're not okay with being on video for, like, 2 seconds while that thing reads your plate.
So the person walking up to somebody's door that gets posted on Facebook is probably not okay with being posted on Facebook.
But they don't really have a choice because they were filmed out in the open.
But don't you remember in the 70s when you could go... run and knock on somebody's door and run away.
Ding dong ditch.
Yeah.
We never heard of
that
it.
Anymore. All right. So we have a lot of layers to this, and we do need to take another break. So we will come right back and dig a little deeper into this subject. Stay tuned right here on Common Ground, KNTR Talk 106.75 and 3, the voice of the free. Common Ground on KNTR Talk 106.75 and 3, the voice of the free. Before we get back into, I want to thank the rest of our sponsors: Parker's Collision Center, fender benders to full-size RVs and semis, Parker's Collision Center has over two decades of experience in Mojave County's largest state-of-the-art paint booth. Plant a donkey, they'll paint it all. Mojave Valley. They'll paint it and fix it all. Perfectly pressed cleaners, dry cleaning, laundry service, and delivery from Kingman to Parker for just $10. Perfectly pressed cleaners lets you skip the chores and get back to life. Havasu Local. And last but not least, Blasey Steakhouse. Mouthwatering steaks, unforgettable breakfast, and the kind of flavor that keeps Havasu coming back. Blasey Steakhouse off London Bridge Road and Desert Hills. And remember, guys, let's make this talk radio, not just listen radio. You can call in at 928-854-5687 or text us at 928-727-5566.
All right. Thank you, Marissa. Now, one of the things that I want to get into a little bit that you might appreciate this part, Jim, is the mistakes that have been made so far. There is a case, Angela Lips, facial recognition mismatch. So the case involving her, she's a 50-year-old grandmother from Tennessee, and she was arrested at gunpoint by U.S. Marshals in July of 2025 when she was accused of bank fraud in Fargo, North Dakota, which is a state she's never even been in. The police used AI facial recognition on surveillance footage from a fake ID used in a local fraud case and incorrectly matched it to her. So the resolution, after spending nearly 6 months behind bars, can you guys even imagine? 6 months behind bars, her attorney pulled bank records proving that she was in Tennessee during the crimes. The charges were dismissed on Christmas Eve 2025. So Angela was following the rules. She did nothing wrong and still ended up in jail for 6 months. Flock cameras are a privatized means for the government to supersede the constitutional protection of our right to privacy and due process. And this is only one of many incidences. And I also sent you a clip when last week when we were talking about this about a guy who, the same thing, they mismatched his license plate and he got pulled over for the flock camera thought that it was a license plate. I can't remember what it was, like 047-1 and it was 0471 without the dash or something like that. It was similar.
The numbers in his license plate. His license plate had X number of digits.
Right.
And the plate they were looking for had more digits, but his license plate contained exactly those digits, even though the one they were looking for had more digits. Right?
Right.
And that's the problem, is that it reads all license plates and retains the information. Okay? If they said, and this is what the Constitution here is talking about, having a warrant, to look for a specific license plate. It's not looking for, the flock cameras aren't looking for, in the beginning, a specific license plate. They're looking for all license plates.
Right.
They don't need to know.
I do have some information I really need to get out there, some corrections. Flock safety cameras cannot see inside your car. They capture license plates, vehicle make, model, color, and visible exterior features only. They're primarily automated license plate readers designed to monitor vehicles from public roads. They record license plates, make, model, scratches, bumper stickers, roof racks, etc.
I don't know who that is. But again, if your windows aren't tinted and the human eye can see through the window, a camera can see through the window, you'd have to do a whole lot of special software work to make sure that it didn't look through the window. They can look through the window.
Hang on. This is coming directly from the police station.
They're wrong.
Uh-oh.
No. Let me talk first. It catches people because they can see where the car was seen last. So... and if you get the okay, please call in to explain better. But I would assume if they do some more digging, they said, hey, here's our car. They would then zoom in and be able to see the people. Hey, there we go. All right. Thank you for calling. You're live on Common Ground.
Yeah. If you've ever watched any of the True Homicide and the True Detectives, sometimes they can see in, sometimes they can't because of the tint. But usually they can, if it's not tinted, they can get what they're wearing. They can get a lot of things. So with a little better cameras, they can probably see right through. just watch the true crimes and the real homicides, like First 48, and they replay those things when they're looking for people, kidnap people or whatever, and you can definitely see in.
All right.
You have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
All right, so it's only really on the replay they'll be able to get all that information, which they're not going to zoom in on random cars, so they're not going to see you. And, all right,
but they can, and some of them are remote controlled.
You mean like the person controlling the camera can move the camera around?
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
We do
some of them. It's got a different
this
name.
This is
to
a
it.
Pretty big subject. We do have another text agreeing with you now, Jim. Here's a bigger issue than violating our rights. Flock has to secure contracts from the state and city. When they approve the contract, they use our tax dollars to fund it. First, can the state or city not put their own cameras up? No, it's unconditional. But we can use tax dollars to fund a private organization to do exactly that. It's BS and not voted on. We should at the very least allow the American people to vote their rights away first.
You know, well, and he's mentioning contracts there. And it depends on how the individual city signs up for Flock. The city of Lake Havasu City had an option to sign up, and I know nothing about the contract that they did sign. Okay, but you can sign it. We want it here in Havasu. We want it here in Havasu only. We don't want to share it with Governor Walz in Minnesota. Okay.
Darn it.
Others, they sign up, and presto, it's instant. A guy sitting at a desk in Lake Havasu can be watching the camera in Minnesota.
So,
if they have them there.
Europe, they have CCTV. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever seen any of the shows in Europe where their cameras are following a person around? This to me, like, I'm talking like 10, 15 years ago, I was watching a show where they had, like a crime show where they were looking for a bad guy, and they tapped into their CCTV cameras, and they were following the person getting on the subway, here he is getting off the subway, following him all the way through the whole town in somewhere in Europe. And I thought, gosh, why don't we have that? That's awesome. I thought,
why
it was,
is that awesome?
I thought
who
it
was the guy.
It was a bad guy. He was a bad guy that they were trying to catch.
Okay.
You know, and they caught him, and they followed all of his moves and everything. To me, it was fascinating thinking, gosh, there's somebody, I thought the whole scope of it, there's somebody actually in
why
a room
were they
somewhere.
Watching him?
Because he was,
because
he
committed
like,
a
say
crime.
He knocked off a liquor store or something. He stabbed somebody. I don't know. He did something. He was a bad guy. They were looking for him. And they found him on their cameras, and they followed him all the way through until he was arrested. And again, this was decade ago. And I was thinking, gosh, why don't we have that? That's amazing. How come Europe is so much more advanced than we are? Now, and I'm coming at it from a crime victim perspective. So my restaurant has had 3 really bad burglaries. Bad.
Oh, really?
Bad burglaries.
Oh, wow.
My restaurant in Salem.
Oh.
And I have my own, I have my...
I was like...
Somehow
I,
that
no.
makes us feel better.
No.
Not
was,
in Havasu.
No, it was just...
I don't
like,
have any
I
money down here.
Yeah.
But they, in Oregon, I have video poker and ATM, and there's cash, you know, and then, and they'll hit the bars because we have to have, you know, a lot of cash on hand. And one of them, they got my safe and drug it out of the building.
Oh.
And they had, you know, descriptions of the vehicle and all that. If there was been a Flock camera, they would have known exactly. They actually did know exactly who it was. This was after 2020 when that guy, that particular one, they told me they knew who it was. They sent me a picture of my safe that was completely destroyed. There was $21,000 in cash inside the safe.
Oh, my God.
That was my lottery money for the next day for the bartenders to pay out the people. And they said that they were working with his parole officer to turn himself in, but they never did. He never did because it was a nonviolent crime. Nobody got hurt, and it wasn't a priority there. The first burglary, though, they caught him really super fast. Within 24 hours after I posted the video on Facebook, it was on...
$21,000 and it wasn't a priority.
No.
This is your blue state problem.
No, yes. And plus the damage of my building, you know, breaking through the window, then all the damage that he did inside while he was there.
and the emotional trauma he caused other
people. The first burglary was caught on my video camera. It was a 65-year-old man who, button-up shirt, you would never expect that. And he went in the back door, followed my 9-month pregnant daughter inside, and she had unlocked the safe. She went out front. He hid behind the door. So scary to watch the video of it. And he went in behind her and got the money. Now, that guy they got quick, but that was before COVID. After COVID, all of that changed.
But
it's really nice having your own camera, security camera, to be able to use that way. So I'm for it. That's why I'm for it, because if they would have had that license plate with a flock camera, they could have gone straight to that.
I know Marissa wants to say something, and then afterwards I just remembered an incident.
We do have a few texts coming in from the police station. It literally only records the back of the car, and then someone
said... Not true.
Oh, well, hey, you can...
How does it? It notes scratches. Their sales pitch is it notes scratches on your car.
Bumper stickers.
Hey, this
roof
is coming right. But you can argue all you want. I'm just telling you what it said. And then we have someone that said, "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety."
That's been
Benjamin Franklin.
That's quote.
Yeah, the forefathers, but who also, 250 years ago. Could they have foreseen what we're dealing with today?
Nope.
With the
drones? So I have...
They have flock drones, too.
Of when it's necessary. And this thought came back to me. But years ago, I was working in a Laughlin casino. Somebody robbed my bank. They also went up to Vegas and robbed a bank. Guy I work with, Oscar, comes up to me and on his phone has a picture of this guy. And he goes, "Jim, you know this guy?" I go, "Yeah, 3-card poker." Oscar's like, "Oh." Was the guy they wanted for robbing the bank. He's robbing banks and playing at my table. Now, if I know my eyes, human eyes, know that's who I'm looking for. Like, if somebody showed me that picture, I go, "Yeah, he said 3-card poker." Without a doubt. But we didn't. It's a surveillance camera.
Right.
You know you're getting surveilled when you come in a casino.
True.
We have one last break we need to take, and then we are going to wrap up with our final thoughts, all that. So stay tuned. We have Final Shot coming up on Common Ground. Welcome back to Common Ground. Before we make our final thoughts, this is our music history of the day. Today in 1973, Deep Purple released Smoke on the Water in America.
Nice. So did you know, Jim and Bonnie, that they have drones, flock drones?
Yes.
That can go 60 miles an hour, and they are equipped with not only HD video, but thermal imaging and high-powered zoom lenses capable of reading license plates or tracking suspects from thousands of feet away.
And Whoa. It doesn't fly itself.
No. They're automated launches, though. It says drones launch from automated rooftop docks in response to triggers like 911 calls, motion sensors, and license plates alerts. So they have these drones just perched waiting for something to trigger it, and then they automatically go after whatever they're for. If you've seen it, if you look at the video of them, they're pretty fascinating. If you can look it up on the Flock site.
So for our friend at City Hall who's saying they don't, telling me I'm wrong, I went to the Flock site. It's called flocksafety.com. Their second talking point, or bulletin, as they want to, whatever you want to call it. It says, "Close cases faster. Blurry footage doesn't solve cases. Get clear, searchable vehicle data. - plate or no plate. It's looking at more than your plate."
Well, it has thermal imaging.
And it's got thermal.
Thermal imaging would be looking for people.
It's dangerous when people start telling you
that you have a fever.
I'm sorry, Bonnie. But it's dangerous when people are telling you it doesn't do that when it does.
Okay.
And that incites me. Go, Bonnie.
All right,
sorry.
Hang on. We have 3 minutes left, so we need to start wrapping up. We do have one more text. We got to dig at you, Jim. Apparently, you trust 15 million illegals more than you trust the police.
Where does that come from?
Because you're so worried about these flock cameras. These are able to catch so many criminals by, like Melissa said, following them through the town. But you're worried about, what, them seeing your car?
Thermal imaging could have a body in the back seat.
Ooh, there you go.
Or a child, Amber
like
Alert.
Like I said, fever. It probably can at least let me know when I have a fever. We'd really appreciate it if it would just tell me when I have hand and foot disease or if I have pneumonia.
All right.
Yeah. I see where you're coming from, Jim, where you're saying this is against, you know, this is taking away my rights and I want to protect my freedom and my privacy. I don't think it supersedes the Amber Alert, though. I mean, if it saves one child, it was worth it.
Yeah.
And it's not going to collect your data. It's collecting vehicle data, not data about you.
It also can collect, like I was saying, your walk, how you walk, your biometrics.
So can you find any common ground here with me?
This might be one of the first.
Can I sway you a little bit into thinking that, gosh, you know, my
it's just wide open for abuse.
It is wide open for abuse. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I can see how although they have not been hacked into yet, allegedly, according to their website, if you ask them, they have not been. But that doesn't mean that it won't happen. And the stalker angle is pretty scary.
Yeah.
She said. I hadn't thought of that.
I agree with you on that.
If there's a way to abuse power, somebody's going to abuse it.
Humans.
How about you, Bonnie? Yeah.
People.
So have you made a decision either way? Do you agree with the cameras or are you against the cameras? Are you still in the middle?
Yeah, I will always be in the middle because human race.
That's a very fair argument.
Yeah, it's a rough one. I mean, it's a really interesting topic. Do your research. Look into it. We definitely need some, legislature, some guidance here, and regulated, make sure that not everybody can have access to it. And what kind of background checks are they doing for their employees?
Yes. All right. That wraps up the show for today. Thank you, Bonnie.
Oh, yeah.
We will be back next week at 9 a.m. on Common Ground. We'll see you next time.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.